Cartagena is a town of many hidden faces. Tourism is the thing that triggers this trafficking of young girls, mostly for the sexual exploitation. And that's why Pope Francis has chosen to speak about this issue and to highlight it. He's been meeting with victims and with people who work for the Talita Kum project, which is, by the way, a global network closely connected to the International Union of Superior Generals. It sees thousands of sisters and consecrated women involved in raising awareness and reaching out to victims across the globe. And here in Cartagena, he is meeting with some 300 very young girls who are victims of this trade, which Pope Francis never ceases to highlight as one of the most terrible wounds in the side of humanity. And as you were saying, the city is also incredibly poor, notwithstanding its beautiful UNESCO colonial architecture. And so it is a very poignant setting for many of the messages that Pope Francis has been raising. Very, very important is the fact that hundreds of thousands of Colombians displaced people live in the peripheries of Cartagena, and he's here today to give voice to them as well.
Following this encounter, he's then going on to visit the church dedicated to the Jesuit Saint Peter Claver, isn't he?
That's right. Saint Peter Claver is a Jesuit saint, as you mentioned. He's a very symbolic figure here because in the 17th century, he ministered to thousands of African slaves who passed through this port city during Spanish colonial times. He described himself as the slave of the slaves forever. And so he's an icon of human rights defenders. He was, in fact, the only one during his lifetime to insist on the recognition and dignity of slaves when they were considered the lowest of the low. And that's what Pope Francis is doing here today. He's giving voice, as I was saying, to the most marginalized, including the Afro-Colombian community in this nation. And their voice definitely needs to be heard if the peace plan that the government is trying to push forward is going to work out.
Just very briefly, he's also finding time to visit one very special person who's been helping the poorest of the poor there for many decades, hasn't he?
Yes, I think you're mentioning Mrs. Lorenza. She lives in this barrio, San Francisco, that the Pope is visiting right now. It's one of the poorest neighborhoods. And she's a 77-year-old lady, and for 50 years she's been cooking meals and offering them to the poor people of her neighborhood. I don't know what the Pope and Mrs. Lorenza are going to say to each other. I presume she's asking for a blessing. I can imagine the Pope is going to thank her for her lifetime of work for the poor. But, you know, by taking time to visit her, he is certainly holding her up as a model of charity and concern for the poor.